I just wanted to say hello. Martha Coakley, running for governor. No, need to get up. How do you do?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Coakley shook hands and engaged in small talk with the lunchtime crowd at the Red Rose Pizzeria in downtown Springfield. The launch of Coakley's gubernatorial campaign, which began Monday, has her making 18 similar stops over 3 days from Cape Cod to the Berkshires.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I look forward to this. We're starting out strong. We're working across the stage.
There are no stump speeches in front of invited audiences, just random encounters with people in casual dining spots as Coakley seeks further distance from her bitter defeat in the 2010 U.S. Senate election.
I acknowledge that I made some mistakes in that race. My biggest regret was that there was a perception that I didn't work hard. I'm going to change that perception because I am.
In addition to making people forget about her loss to Republican Scott Brown in the special Senate race, Coakley also has to convince voters that her resume in law enforcement qualifies her to deal with the broader issues facing a governor. Coakley's three predecessors in the Attorney General's office all ran unsuccessfully for governor.
I get into this work as a DA or as an attorney general for the people involved, the people I work with, the people I serve, and that's what this race is going to be about, what the people of Massachusetts want in terms of our economy, in terms of our education, of course. And I can't wait to talk to folks across the Commonwealth about how we do that, and I intend to be successful.
Coakley says her priorities as governor will be job creation and education.
Getting this economy turned around for everybody. Not just for some. And as I just spoke with a teacher here today about the need to make sure we modernize our education and our educational system so that kids from kindergarten through high school get the skills they need to compete in a global economy, to make sure that our colleges and other voc-tech schools are available for what the industries are of today and tomorrow.
Coakley has entered an already crowded field of 5 Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls.
People will see from my record and what I intend to do that I am going to put together a great team in Massachusetts that pulls everybody in. We can move forward in Massachusetts.
The other Democratic candidates for governor have had low campaign profiles. State Treasurer Steve Grossman, for example, announced his candidacy with a single speech at the party convention in Lowell in June. He's spent the summer at cookouts and other such small gatherings soliciting support from party activists. Charles Baker, the only announced Republican candidate for governor, released a campaign video followed by a press conference the next day. He's had no scheduled public campaign events since his announcement 2 weeks ago. In Springfield, Coakley received an endorsement from the city council president, James Ferreira.
I've been watching what she's been doing as an attorney general, and I'm proud to support her. I called her up early on, and I says, if you're considering running for governor, you have my support, whatever I can do to help.
Coakley is scheduled to wrap up her campaign swing through western Massachusetts with stops in Pittsfield and North Adams. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.